COVID-19 recession, the deepest in New Zealand history. Is it already over? New Zealand share market rises and falls over the last week. My four company losers and two winners. You will learn all that and other top news so you can grow your dividends and assets. My name is Maxim. Make sure you subscribe, hit the like button to let me know that you want more information like that. Let's start with general market news. If you look at this chart, we must be all in trouble. And I'm talking about World War II trouble because we have not seen such GDP drop since 1930. However, something really bizarre is happening. GDP chart is down, but as you can see on this slide, and the TX 50 is up by nearly 36% since March 23rd. There is a big disconnect from the real economy and the stock market and the property market. One of the main reasons is that the New Zealand government is handing out a lot of money and the Reserve Bank of New Zealand reduced the official cash rate close to zero. The major side effect is asset bubbles. Since investment earnings are scarce in a recession with zero or negative interest rates, investors are flocking to anything promising capital gains. Equity, real estate, or even rare whiskey are attractive alternatives to watching your money wilt away in real terms. Last week, the Real Estate Institute of New Zealand released its latest property price statistics. In the past year, the median house price increased by 16%. If you thought there was an economic crisis or a recession going on, it doesn't show up in insolvency proceedings too. For the 6 months of March to August, 481 bankruptcy adjudications were sent to the High Court. That was 23% below last year's figures, 40% fewer than in 2018, and 56% below the 2017 numbers. In New Zealand, a 12% plunge in June quarter gross domestic product, GDP, was the worst result since records began in 1987. But a fall of that magnitude, reflecting the coronavirus lockdown, had been expected. However, all the padding around the economic crisis makes it look like a boom. Globally, governments have moved trillions of dollars to prop up businesses, subsidize workers, support the unemployed, and run shovel-ready projects. Meanwhile, central banks are printing trillions of dollars and lowering interest rates to keep the government's finance and businesses afloat. What do you think will happen when this support is over? If you would like exclusive articles and company research, then follow me on your favorite social media. All links are in the description below. Now let's talk about selected companies. By the way, I wanted to thank you for leaving me comments and ideas. I really enjoy reading them. The first company is Heartland Group, which had its share price up by nearly 9% over the last week. It specializes in niche areas where it faces little to no competition, such as reverse mortgages, motor finance, and increasingly in digital lending products. The group has made a net profit of $72 million for the year to June 30. A 2% drop on its previous financial year. This is awesome, considering the share price on that day was 30% down compared to the same date last year. The result beat analyst consensus, which predicted a profit of $66 million. Excluding an economic overlay the company put in place for COVID-19, its net profit was up by 7% to $79 million. Heartland will pay a dividend at a time when the Reserve Bank of New Zealand has forbidden New Zealand banks from paying dividends. Heartland is able to get around this because its Australian reverse mortgage business sits outside the New Zealand banking group, where all the rest of its operations reside. Most of Heartland's customers have returned to pre-COVID-19 payment schedules. On 27 August 2020, 96% of consumer loans and 98% of SME and business loans were on usual repayment schedules. Heartland did not have material exposure to the industries most profoundly affected by COVID-19? Tourism, hospitality, retail, business? Or the demographic most impacted by rising unemployment? 15 to 24 year olds. Heartland's results were certainly strong, and it is forecasting a profit increase of as much as 18% for the current year. What are your thoughts about this company? Are you investing in any banks? Next is the online travel provider Serko, which had its share price climbing nearly 13% over the last week, reaching the price level achieved in February, back to pre-COVID-19 level. Serko indicated at its annual meeting that it was anticipating an expanded deal with Booking.com. Serko is also benefiting from its newfound status as it moves into the NZX 50 index, replacing New Zealand Refinery. Let's review the share price in listed tourism company Tourism Holdings, which jumped more than 21% over the last week. It happened after the company increased its underlying profit guidance for the year to June 30. The shock of COVID-19 contributed to Tourism Holdings posting a net annual profit of 20 million, down by almost 30%. That was slightly better than the forecast result of 17 to 19 million released in June guidance, but the drop means no final dividend for shareholders. The company has been impacted by closed borders and vanishing demand from international tourists for campervan hires. During the COVID-19 pandemic, they were proactive about identifying unique opportunities and becoming a provider of temporary housing and quarantine facilities. It started selling off vehicles to bring in cash and expected to raise more than 70 million from vehicle sales. As always, let me know in the comments below if you like that company and should I consider investing in it. Next is Enprise Group, which was one of the biggest gainers last week. The share price went up by 40% over the last week. You probably haven't heard about this company because the market cap is about 20 million. It is an investment entity in high growth tech companies. Enprise Group is invested in 5 businesses. Number 1. Enprise Solutions is a cloud business software company based on the MYOB accounting software. Number 2. Datagate Innovation provides online billing and reporting for businesses. Number 3. Kilimanjaro Consulting, which is Australia's largest implementer of MYOB enterprise level business management solutions. Number 4. iSell, which is a primary provider of business systems to the IT reseller market. Number 5. Varocom, which specializes in cloud phone system software development and unified communications for businesses. Reasons for the share price jump was that the group reported an unaudited revenue for the 15 months period to 30 June 2020 of 12 million, up from 6 million. The Enprise Group board has approved a dividend payout with a dividend reinvestment plan. Now we're going to do a quick weekly review of my public portfolio. I remind you that this information is for educational purposes only and you should not repeat our actions. You have to seek an independent financial advice. My current portfolio value is $11,000 and the only change that I've done over the last week is that I doubled up on my A2 Milk position. Now I've got $1,800. Also, I topped up my cash account by $300, which I do on a weekly basis. My two winners over the last week were Heartland Group, which is up by 5%, and Pushpay Holdings, which is up by 4.5%. So why did I increase the number of shares of A2 Milk? Rabobank said that the latest global dairy auction indicated a firming of global demand as buyers who had been holding back waiting for the market direction stepped up their purchases. He suggested skim milk powder was being singled out for buying because it can be stored for long periods. Skim milk powder prices are now back to February price levels and at significant premiums to the international market. Several factors are creating this rally in skim milk powder. the preference for New Zealand products remained a key dynamic. There was also a shift occurring in procurement strategies related to COVID-19 as food security became a priority. This shift means ingredient buyers are willing to hold more stocks to avoid any complications in trade challenges. As you probably heard, US and China trade tensions are getting worse by the day, meaning A2 milk is going to benefit from this fear. This appeared to be particularly true for China, which does not make skim milk powder due to an absent market for the milk fat byproduct. This product is the lion's share of A2 milk, meaning everything is going in the right direction for the company. So the need to shore up New Zealand skim milk powder appears to be at play. Furthermore, government food buying programs around the world were active, and skim milk powder is an easily stored source of protein. Thank you for watching it. If you want to learn other investment tips, then join my private newsletter. This week we are discussing 5 perks of being a New Zealand homeowner, how to buy with no deposit, and other useful information. I value your feedback so I can improve my next talk and find other insightful topics. Please comment your ideas below and I will reply. Subscribe to this channel because more good stuff coming soon. Thank you.